Okay, Resh and Gimel, we're up to Siftes. We're up to a series of relatively easier Sifim. Ani Sheina writes a Likach Tzedakah. Here's a Shaila. If you have a person who's an Ani and he doesn't want to accept, Marimin v'noistin lo ilashem matana ilashem halva. So Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to give him, you're allowed to give him. Now, first, the words are hard. What are the words? Excuse me? Resh and Gimel Siftes. On the Shana writes to the, he doesn't want to take. Marmim of a nice and light l'shem atana. What does it mean l'shem atana exactly? L'shem halva. So what does it mean you give him l'shem atana, l'shem halva? So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara asks, this is in Ksuvis, and of Sama Zayin. L'shem atana, he's somebody that doesn't want to be Makabal. So it says, you mean you give him l'shem atana, but they're a covet. You give him a larger gift. But there are covered, so therefore you avoid the Eina Reitz Alikach. So here people sometimes ask a Shaila if they want to give, let's say the custom is to give a Rebbe a gift on Hanukkah. And the question is whether you can give that gift from Maisa money. Whether you can give such a gift from Maisa money. So the amount of the gift that you feel obligated to give, if the Rebbe will be a rich man, so you can't give that for Maisa money. But if you know that the Rebbe is a Nitzrach, and you want to add to the money L'shem Atana, so you're allowed to do that for Maisa money. So here we have a Feresh Shulchan Aruch that Oni Shein writes Alikach Tzedakah Marim in life Nais L'shem Atana. As I said, the Gemara means you give Bidera Kavid. And the fact that you're giving Bidera Kavid, and he's grateful to you, you're giving him Atana, doesn't change the fact that it's tzedakah. It's still tzedakah. I have a benefit, so that's a type of sanah shalai. Every time a person is allowed to get a benefit from giving up tzedakah, and therefore l'shem atana is okay. I l'shem hava, or you can give him as a hava. That's also mutter.
What's a nitzrach? What's a nitzrach?
Somebody doesn't earn enough money to pay his bills.
Who's that?
Rebbe, you guys pay $40,000 a year.
That's is there such a person in the world?
A Rebbe, you guys pay $40,000 a year. What do you mean?
That hits enough to make money.
Oh, is there a person who does make enough to pay his bills? Oh, okay. What? Those people, there's a type of sound. Oh, you give them a money. Okay. Most people, if you give us a matana, it's a different... It's a different thing when you give the Rebbe as a gift and you give him as a tzedakah. You don't see it that way, fine. I think most people do see it that way. There's a fascinating marsha in Chagiga Dafei. Dafei means up to Dafei, Davav. Hey, so hey is a packed Dafei. It has a lot of short gemaras. One of the gemaras there on Dafei, I remember, what? Yeah, so Gemara says that, I remember the name, somebody gave somebody Tzedakah b'fahesia, and he told him mutav that you shouldn't have given him because you embarrassed him. So Rabbi Yana chayzi lahu gavra v'diyav zuzi lo'ani b'fahesia amalai mutav d'lo yahavis lei v'kisavte. So don't give him, you're embarrassing him. So the Gemara itself, you understand. Rashoy is a kasha. Rashoy asks, why aren't you allowed to embarrass somebody? Why can't you embarrass somebody? So Torah Asa is embarrassing somebody. He is that Asay Daichalai Sasei. The mitzvah of Tzedakah is mitzvah Sasei. The issue of embarrassing someone is a Lai Sasei. So you should be allowed to embarrass him without, you should be allowed. So Marsha says it was Epshel Kaim Shteim. What?
The mitzvah is to keep him alive and embarrass
him. It's like
killing him.
You see, that's what Marsha says. Marsha says because it was Epshel Kaim Shteim. Which means, if it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, if you have Eichet Timtzu, it's not. So the Marsha is saying, L'Halacha, that's Asei Deicha Lo Isasei. That's Tzedakah, you know that? Tzedakah is Deicha,
If someone has a large cheshbon in a local makolet, and you pay off for that person, he comes in there, he finds out he's embarrassed.
He's not embarrassed.
Yeah, no, he says he's embarrassed. Oh, I'm embarrassed. It's tough. Now you can live.
That's the least embarrassing way to give somebody.
He doesn't know about it. He doesn't know who did it.
Okay.
He walks in there instead of having $2,000.
The Chazal considered that less embarrassing. When you throw money in someone's mail slot, they consider that less embarrassing. So, anyway, the point is that the Mashiach has such a cheshbon, I say Deichalaisis, and he seems to hold that it's an emes cheshbon. It's a true cheshbon. What? Oh, yeah. So here it says, Ay halva, it seems to say, give him tzedakah. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed that you can give a loan from tzedakah, except that when the money comes back, it still belongs to tzedakah. You can give a loan to tzedakah, and the Chafetz Chaim advises giving a third. I don't know where he gets the number from, but in Avos Chesed he says a person should give a third of his ma'aser money to set up a gemach, to set up a gemach fund. And when the gemach has enough funds to make loans, so then you revert back and give it all to tzedakah. The Chafetz Chaim says that a person should give, and he certainly says that you're allowed to give a loan from tzedakah money.
If you give a loan and it pays it back, you don't expect to get it back. You pay it back and you take it.
It's not meant to be a gift to you. It's meant to be go back where it came from. If you take tzedakah money and give a loan, the person paying back, I think. Unless you tell the person, I meant it as a gift. He says, okay, so this is also a gift. I don't know.
Go back to the source.
Because he assumes you're the source, so that's why he's giving it back to you.
Isn't paying off someone's bills not considered like giving them money? It's just considered mibriach esnari. You're just lighting a loan on a person. It's not the same as giving a person money. Mibriach esnari is the loan. Chasing away the lines that are out the
end. I hear. Okay, we'll see in a minute. What? The whole Mashiach is a line. The whole Mashiach is Afa Gav to say Dechaloisa. Say Hacha Epshel Kaim Shteim. It's the whole Mashiach. What? Hayim Mishar. So I don't know. It's a hard. I don't know. It's a very hard thing. I would think it's being embarrassing somewhere. It's more than Aveira than some Lavim are. Tysus holds embarrassing someone at least before Hes. He is Yarif Al Yavar. Tysus Sheet. Okay, at any rate. That's Siftes. There is a nidain about lending somebody money. He doesn't pay you back. If you can deduct what he didn't pay you back from your Maisa Cheshbon. Mm-hmm. Lend money to an Ani, and you somehow thought you'll be paid back. And it ends up, he can't pay you back. Are you allowed to deduct that from the Maisa money? So Rav Moshe writes that if originally you gave it Al Das Kain, then it's okay. That's his Lashon. If originally the loan was given Al Das Kain, then it's going to be for Maisa money, it's okay. But if you didn't do it Al Das Kain, and now you're there's nothing left here. So. It's a way of getting people to come on time. Ramesh says that if you suffered a loss, now you want to take it off Maisa money, he says you can't do that. That's what Ramesh says. Retroactively, you can. It's a funny thing because it seems if you would give him money and then he'd pay you back, it would be okay. So it's a little strange. But we'll see. We'll talk a little more about this in Sif Yud Beis, which we'll get to shortly. So Ramesh says he can't. Yeah, you're talking where you lent him the money, he wasn't poor. Yeah, if you lent him originally, either from tzedakah or on the cheshbon of tzedakah, then it's okay.
So if you're paying someone else's bill.
Yeah, if you pay his bill in the grocery, you can do it. Yeah, you can. Okay, we'll see. I want to talk about it. Ramesh has a quote about that, but it's on Sif Yud Beis, so let's hold on. As I said, these are relatively quick sifim. Let's see Sif Yud. Oshir Hamariv Atzmai. It's a hard. I don't know. Let's read the words and we'll talk about it. Osher hamariv atzmai ve'enay tzara b'mamayni. You have a wealthy person who starves himself. Ve'enay tzara b'mamayni. He can't bring himself to spend his money. Shalayachal mimenu. That you can't eat from him. Shari, he doesn't want to eat from his money. You don't give him tzedakah. He's got money in the bank, but he's a miser. He doesn't want to spend money on himself. So you don't give him tzedakah because he's a rich person. He's not a poor person. Therefore, you don't give. What? What's the chiddush? I would think the chiddush is he's a sick man. I know such a person. I know such a person, Nebuch, who afraid to spend a penny. And has roughly $1 million in the bank. And afraid to spend a penny. Many older people, they're worried they might, God forbid, live till 120, and if they need money every year, then they won't have money to live. So, but the people are sick. They're very sick people. I would think it's the biggest rachmanis in the world. So Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's not that way. Our modern concept that everybody who does dumb things is sick, and we have to have rachmanis on him, it seems the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. You have rachmanis, but not tzedakah. You give him money else rachmanis, but not money from tzedakah money. Okay. There's a shayla, interesting shayla in the Paiskim, about a person who, he's a poor person, but he's able to work. He's capable of working. People offer him jobs. He's lazy. He's lazy. He gets a job. He oversleeps. He doesn't show up on time. A lazy person. Whether such a person is included in this sif. The sif says, someone's marav atzmai, and he could support himself. He could buy food. He doesn't spend his money on food. Say meshkichim bay. So what about a person who is capable of doing work, and he has a job offered to him, but he has atzlus, he's an atzel. Oshir has money. This person, Taka, doesn't have money. But it's not the same, it's a difference. The question is. All right, so I found there's a tshuva in the Maharaj Dam, Yeradekov Samachvav, who says, like you're saying, that the mitzvah is only. He takes this attitude, not someone who makes himself lose money. There's a similar line in Sefer Hasidim, Tov Reish Lamed Hey. It says the following lashon, it's interesting lashon. In Tire Ish Yachal Ilmaid, Vumavin, you have a person he can sit and learn, and he knows, he understands. Or Sefer Shiachal Ichtai, where he's able to write, he can write mezuzahs, he can write. Maybe he means he can write books. The Einam writes a little by the Lichtaif. And they don't want, they're lazy. They don't want to go learn, they don't want to go to do what they're capable of doing. Im Titein Leit Tzedakah, if you'll give him Tzedakah, Kari Ani Aleihem, L'Tzedakah V'Hinei Tzedakah. Supposed to get thinking Yeshaya. L'Tzedakah V'Hinei Tzedakah. You think you're giving Tzedakah, it's really an Avlon. You're reinforcing him in his answers. Seems if he can sit and learn, and he doesn't earn money, so that's understandable. He wants to sit and learn. But if he's not, not working, see, he doesn't do either one. So the Marashtam and the Sefer Chassidim say not to give him. However, Rav Palm used to quote from the Chafetz Chaim, and this is printed in the Dugmais Medarkei Avi, his son writes, the name of the Chafetz Chaim, and I think I mentioned to you when we started Hilchot Tzedakah, the Chafetz Chaim said there are some people, he says, was the Rabbi Nishalom had say ungegossen midblai, that God poured the lead into their veins, and they somehow could never get their act together to go out to work. There's gzeris hakasim of layechdal ha'evyai mekerev amecha, that there'll be an aniyim. And there are some people that are like that. That he said, the Rebbeinu Shlomo say, "Ungegossen mit blei." So I don't know. He writes the Aloshin that part of being an usher is a mazel shel zrizus lekesef, and an ani has a mazel shel kvedus lekesef. One of them can move, sees money. He gets from he's a little kid. He goes running, and the other one is more of a kaved. I think whenever I mentioned this Chafetz Chaim, I mentioned the Yid in Tzvas. I was with a camp, and I really understood this when I saw this. In the summer of 1996, we had a camp, and they were in Tzvas, and the boys went hiking. I didn't go hiking, So I went to spend my day in the Beis Medrash, the Klosenberg Klois. I was there from Shachris to Maariv come out. I went out in the middle of the day. My wife came. We went to eat lunch. I was there from Shachris to Maariv. There was this heavy fellow there. Sat there a whole day, basically drinking coffee. He didn't learn. He didn't, you know, he sat there and schmoozed with whoever came in. He collected the whole day. And at the end of the day, he came over to me. And he told me that the people think I'm rich because I collect. You saw me a whole day. What did I get? By Shachris, I got a little. I got a dollar from you, a dollar from here. And then Mincha, I got a few cents. You saw how much I got a whole day. So I said to him, you know, you're in this little Beis Medrash. If you go down where the buses arrive at the bottom of the Tzfas Beis HaKfaris, you collect there, you'll do well. So I'll never forget. This is almost 20 years ago, right? This is. He sighed. He said, Ich weiß. He said, I know. He said, but here it's air conditioned. That's what he said very seriously. Ich weiß, but here it's air conditioned. And he's telling me how his wife is angry at him. He doesn't have money. And his in-laws are angry at him. Everyone thinks he's rich. He says, oh, Ich weiß. So at that moment, I thought of Rav Palm used to say, B'shem the Chofetz Chaim. Let's say, Unger Gossam Itlai. So, now the Chofetz Chaim is the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Meisha, Nigris Meisha, Yeredei Chelek Dalid. Rav Meisha has the Shaila. If a person is Pesheya and causes himself to be an Ani, whether he's eligible for Tzedakah. And this is typical Rav Meisha. Everybody else is back and says Svaris. So Rav Meisha says he's eligible for Tzedakah. It's a Beferisha Gemara. We all learned this Gemara. It's a Gemara above a Mitzvah, Daf Tes. We always learn it in Yeshiva. The Gemara there is the sugya of Migu de Zachila Nafshe Zachila Chavre. Let's say I find something in the street. I don't need it. I have a friend who needs it. I pick it up. I could be Zaycha for him. I am mafsid everyone else. I'm being Zaycha for him. It's a Choy v'lachrini. So the Gemara says, Migu de Zachila Nafshe. Since I could take it for myself. So Zachila Chavre, I could take it for someone else too. That's as far. Migu de Zachila Nafshe, Zachila Chavre. So Gemara says, Lefize. Let's say there's like a shechum peya, and I'm not an ani. I have a friend who's an ani, so I want to go and pick up the like a shechum peya for my friend who's an ani. So I can't. There's no bigud zachel nafshei. I can't take it for myself. I'm not an ani. So you don't say bigud zachel nafshei zachel chavre. So the Gemara brings a machlekes tanoim. So Gemara says, one man the other says, I could. Why? Migu di boy mafke nichsei v'hava ani. The Ashir, if he wants, he can be mafka all his nechassim. He'll be an ani, and then he can take like a shechul peya. So that'll be ani. Then he can take it. So once he can take it for himself, so migud zochel nafshei zochel nami lechavre. The other man, the Yama, argues, says trei migu layamrina. Say migud is the mafka nichsei plus migu the zochel nafshei trei migu layamrina, whatever the long distance. But the Gemara says clearly that iboy mafka nichsei v'havi ani, and he can take it. Is that beautiful, Raya? So Rav Meisha says, what do you mean this guy? He wants to shul pay his gi mafkarul's nechasim. Ein lecha pesheya ani yosem ezeh. He's the biggest pesheya. He made himself an ani just to collect a shul and pay it. So Rav Meisha brings a Raya that even a pesheya makes himself an ani. He's eligible for tzedakah. It's a nice Raya. It's hard to answer the Raya. That's the thing with Rav Meisha. You know, you can argue with the politics of it, but the Raya is from the Gemara is a Raya.
But going back to what Rav said earlier, if someone's a Rebbe in Yeshiva and he decides... He's had it. He doesn't want to work anymore. He wants to sit and learn. Has no source of income or anything like that. It just declares one day, I'm going to stop working. I want to start learning full time. And plants himself down and throws him in a base medrash. Now, is that the...
So if someone's learning full... There are two things. A mitzvah talpaniyim, there's a mitzvah hazaka satayra. If he's truly learning all day, whatever it means all day, then he's eligible for... He's eligible for tzedakah money. Hazaka satayra, you're eligible for tzedakah money. Assuming he needs it. Okay, anyway, this is... So Ches is an ani who doesn't want to... Tessa ani who doesn't want to take, and Yud is an Asher who wants to take. Rav Zilberstein, in his... he has a sefer, a five-volume set of shiurim. I think that the shiurim he set for doctors. So here he has on the Seder of Yeredeya. Here he compares this somehow to an interesting shaila that comes up about a chayla who refuses to take tipulim. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go for refuah, for treatments. Whether that's similar to Osha Hamarev Asmai, that I'm Meshkichim Bay. He doesn't want to take treatments. So the question is whether there's an Indian to help him or not to help him or not. He compares it to this Shaila. And he's done, in this case of Osha Hamarev Asmai, he learns that Osha Hamarev Asmai has a din of Rasha. Haliteo le Rasha v'yamais. And he brings the lashon of the Ran in Ksubis that it's that the din is Alts Rasha, and he's done if the same thing applies to somebody who's is too lazy, doesn't want to suffer to go through the tsar of Tipulim. And he writes that first of all he writes the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, he has mastery not like the Ran, that it's not Alts Rasha, that it's just because he should spend his own money. But Rav Zilberstein writes this idea that the person who refuses tipulim is a depressed person, he's a sick person, and besides he's physically sick. But it comes from Yiyush, and he's sick, you can't hold him responsible, you can't call him a Rasha because of that type of a heritage. So by a rich person, doesn't want to spend money on himself, somehow we're not saying he's a sick person, he deserves Rachmanis. Maybe because there it's harder to understand. But by a person who's sick, who refuses, there Rav Zilberstein does write that he's a sick person, and you have to try to help him. He's mentally sick. Maybe because there people could understand better his attitude. Yeah.
The rich person
Yeah, the idea is to send him food, not more money. Yeah. You're right, just make his mattress thicker. It's just, no, you're right, he has to. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's Bali de Sakana, noisim loy derech halvah. That's what he says. He's bringing himself to Sakana, so you give it to him, but derech halvah, I mean, he's not agreeing to the halvah, so presumably. That's his lashon, noisim loy derech halvah. So, yep.
If the family wants to make a guardian for him, it's usually going to be against his will for such a person. Halachically, is there a basis to say you're trying to help him?
You can say whatever you want, but you can't count it as tzedakah. If anyone wants to help him, they could say that they're trying to help him, but they can't count it from tzedakah money. So that's the problem. You really can't take a person's money against his wish. You don't have to give him money. I mean, you don't have to give him a penny, but you can't take his money. You can't take his money. You have to unless he's a shaita. He's a shaita. A shaita doesn't mean that he's not intelligent. A shaita means that he has a mishagas. He's cuckoo. Kibarav mishalav. Therefore, this not talking about an ani. It's not talking about an ani there. Right, by him. When the father's in ani, it says if the son doesn't want to spend tavi meira. But if the father's rich, mishal av. Okay, so rich person is always mishal the rich person. Okay, let's see Sifur Aleph. Tamachachem chayav lasis leila fi kvaidai. V'meina writes to the kabel misaskin lislay schayre shakayna lischayre bezul. Again, you have a person who's idealistic and he refuses to take, so you find a way to do it anyway. So it's lav dafka tamachachem, even a tamachachem, that it's somehow not lefik faydai. So you're supposed to find ways of doing it anyway. And okay, it's a self-explanatory sif. Let's go on to Sif Yud Beis. Mishatzarach Labrius. So here you have a person, Mishatzarach Labrius, Vishat Acha Parnasasai. So you have somebody who's going around collecting, V'nostu loy tzedakah. And they gave him tzedakah. Ein ba'alei chayvai sichaylum lihifara mimenu mimasha gava b'tzedakah. Chiddush gadol. A man is going around collecting. He owes you money. And he's going around collecting. And now he has money. So it says here, you're not allowed to take the money he collected to pay up your chayv. Now I have to explain, even if he's not collecting, there's a din of misadjun lebal chayv. If somebody owes you money, the halachis of misadjun lebal chayv, you're not allowed to take away everything he has. You have to leave him food for a week and clothing for a month and klayum nishalai. There are certain rules in what you're allowed to take. If there's something outside of that, you're allowed to take it from him bal chayv. What exactly the rules are, it's a sugyan chayshe mishka. We're talking here that he collected, and now he has money in excess of misajon lebal chayv that typically you'd be allowed to take from him. So Shulchan Aruch here has a chiddush gadol that you're not allowed to take it. Why aren't you allowed to take it? Now the Ramah adds. The Ramah says imloi shekosav bikibutzai. Kibutzai are the letters they go around with. Even the letter he's collecting with, it says shechayiv lacherim, because they are collecting, because he owes people money. Does not stulay adai to the achish yeshalim. Then they gave it to him, so he should pay his chayiv. So then it's a davar pashit. But otherwise, you don't take from him. So in the Gemara we find in this sugya in Bav Metzia, we find two possible explanations. It's actually a machlokes in the Gemara, Remeir and the Chachamim, Remeir Shem Gamliel, what the din is. The one Lashon HaRishayim, the Lashon of the Mardechai, that's the makar of this, is, the Gemara is talking about Maisa Ani. It says, Asla Freya Chayves Mimois Maisa Ani. If that's the case, it has nothing to do with this. It's Halacha Maisa Ani. There are other Rishayim that give a svaradic explanation that people who give money to someone who's collecting give aldas he needs food, aldas he needs rent, aldas he needs things. People don't mean to give money so a person should pay up his chayv. Sometimes they do, but stamazay, he goes around collecting. If he owes money to someone else, so let the other person give him the money. I have to give him money, he should pay up his chayv. So there's such a das of people when people are giving money that they're not looking necessarily to pay up his old chayvis. And this is a makar for the idea that we mentioned in the past that a person who gives to someone else tzedakah al das something would not mishana from the thing that he gave al das kain, assuming that there's an assumption of a kepeda. So this is the halacha here that you're not allowed to be mishana. It's not mistavra, it's going to reason of maisarani. When I talk about maisarani, so it must be going with the reason that you're not mishana midas balabayis, which is the Lashon HaGemara. And if that's the idea, so then we learned here halacha of a mishana midas balabayis. And the problem is that this seems to be a stira to what? Sivav. Yeah, Maisa Shalai. But there we said the same reason. There we said the same reason. There we said if you collect for someone and it's extra, he keeps it.
But there,
then the Bachai could go after him. Oh yeah, if he has extra money, they collected for him to make a wedding. There's extra money, so we said he's allowed to keep it because the Stam Nadvin is they're not in Medagdikin. So they let him keep the extra money. Then you can go after him. But it means, because over here he wants to use it for his food, he wants to use it for his rent. No, it doesn't mean it's more than misajul abachayv. It doesn't mean it's more than he needs. He needs what he has. He's collecting for the food. So for rent, he's only in the misajul abachayv. He has a month's worth of rent. You don't take it. He's collecting. He wants 2 months' worth of rent. So. The Ani himself, I mean, it doesn't say here the Ani can't give it. That's what you're tying. Maybe that'll be an answer. In Arachayim, in Tafrei Sadik Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says from the Gemara that someone who gives someone mois purim, So he's allowed to be mishanit to non-Purim needs, the Shar Tzarchei Atzmai. And that would seem to be something of a stira to you, unless like you're saying, that I can't force him to do it, but if he wants, he can do it on his own. It's a little hard to understand if it's a Das HaMinah, Dave. I want to show you the Gra Yud Gimel. Yud Ches, I mean. Gra Yud Ches. The Gra argues, it's a little hard, we don't have a Mishnah Berurah to explain the Gra here, so it's a little difficult. So let's try to figure it out ourselves. Gra Yud Ches. It said Misha Tzarech, so the Gra says, I am Bahag. So the Bahag says, Mordechai, that this comes from the Mordechai. It says, Aval Bagos, Mordechai Chalek Alzeh. But there's a Gra there that argues, the Kosev, that he brays the Koi al Balabayis. It means if I'm collecting for an Ani, I have to give it to the Ani. I can't say I'm collecting for the Ani, I'll keep it for myself. B'chein Iker. It's not going on the Ani, when the Ani has the money. It's going to Balabayis. B'zel shana tesefta seifeya. Matnas aniyim. Ein payer mimenu malva. Ein mishalmi mimenu esagamulin. Ein paydim b'yishvuyim. Ein oisim b'yishushvinis. Ein oisim mimenu davel etzdaka. Avo mishalchim mimenu davel shal gemilas chasadim. Tzarech la'idia. So a person has the matnas aniyim, lack a chikum peya, he can't use the money for anything else, not even pinyan shvuyim. He has to give it. You have to give it as a chesed to the ani. You have to tell him you're giving it to him. And what he's saying is that it's a din in the Menadev. The Menadev can't use it for something else. But once you give it to him, then the Bachayv could be Gaiva Bachayvai. Kol Shkain, is that B'matnas Aniyim? U'mashkosham Daim Din Daitai. U'masham Rusham Daim Din Daitai Shalai Nosnali Amanas Kach. And this one just says that the Menadev didn't give it Al Das Kach. Gamze Einai. The Mekobakim Sacha Bayani Kamar. Harayach L'shanai Silichal Davar. The Gra is saying the Feirish that even though the Menadiv gave it al das whatever, once the Ani receives it, the Ani can give it to whoever he wants. Now he's saying this is not like the Shulchan Aruch. He understands the Shulchan Aruch that even the Ani is not supposed to pay a chayv with it. And the Gra is saying that once the Ani gets it, he can do whatever he wants with it. The Kol Ken Shesacha Ben Bal Chayv Ay Mardechai Shom Shahar Bei Chayv Kamazah. So the Gra appears to hold, it's always hard to figure out a Gra, but it seems pretty clear that once the Ani gets it, then already the rules that a Baal Chayv could take, the rules do apply once he gets it. Now this Shaila comes up there. Ramesh has a tshuva, people who support their children sit and learn. Ideally, you give your children money to sit and learn, you should train them to give Meiser, that they should give Meiser from what they get. Sometimes the parents are tight and it's very hard for them to support their children and they don't want to give them 10% more. You know, if you need 10% less, I'll give you less. Ramesha writes, Nigris Ramesha, he says two things. He says, the parents tined it, I gave mice already, now I'm giving them my children. So Ramesha says, that itself is not a tina, because when you get money, you get mice. Someone else gets money, he gives mice. But Ramesha does say that you could give al tanai. A parent could give a child out tanai. I don't want you giving maisa from it. And if he gives out tanai, then that tanai counts. That tanai holds true. You should teach him to give. It's true. All right. Ramesh has the child. The parents have a kepeda. If it works. And Ramesh says the kepeda holds true. The parents could have a kepeda. It sounds like similar to the simin, not like the grah. That if you give al das kain, that you should use it for this and not for that, that it has some force to it. I'm giving him money, but tonight he pays his rent and food and clothing with it. I have a right to give you money for only one use. What? He is obligated. How can you tell him that? You can give someone money on a tanai. I give him money on a tanai, he uses it for A, B, and C, and not D. Masam Ashkos of a Tyre. No, so he owes, I don't know, the question is he should owe the money to Maisa. He can't use this money. Anyway, that's the truth of the Gris Maisha. I hear what you're asking. What? There's no such thing. Rabbi Shira is giving the truth. No, he's Maisa of money. When I get money, I have to give Maisa. When he gets it, he has to give Maisa. Now, truth is, there is a way out. I don't think people should look for a way out, but sometimes people are tight. There is an out. Reb Chaim Knievsky brings B'Shem the Chazainish. Reb Palm used to pask in this way, not this way. And after Derech Hamuna came out, and he saw the Reb Chaim writes it, B'Shem the Chazainish, so he told people differently. And that is this, that if a parent, anybody, gives, let's say, I know somebody, and if I give him money to live, so he has to give Meiser. If I go and I pay his landlord his rent, so he doesn't give Meiser. Because in the shows, Meiser is when you get money that you can spend, you can spend. But let's say someone gives you chalas for Shabbos, or someone gives you whatever it is, so then on an item you get, then you there's no din of Meiser. Meiser is on money that you can spend however you wish. And therefore, it's sort of an out if a person really wants. He can directly pay his son's credit card bill, and then it's Mishur Sadin, nothing to do with the Mishur Sadin, that Dine Maisa don't count.
Isn't that reflected in Rav Moshe too? Rav Moshe, once asked Rav's question, parents give you money, parents give you money towards a certain thing, towards building a house, right? Moving to work in a house. That's not Maiserable because you have to directly.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's right. That's right. There's another tshuva in Gris Maisha, and I use this as a guide in the little bit of tzedakah that I'm a gabbai on. Ramesh in the Gris Maisha Yeredei Kuf Nun Beis, he writes that if you tell an oni beferish to spend it on one thing and not on another, if he's Mishani, he's a Ganif. If he's a Gazlan, that's his lashon. Havi Gezel. And if you tell him beferish, then if he knows you prefer it, that doesn't count. But if you tell him beferish, he says ain't sarach tonight kafel. You know, it's just given. You know that the person wants it. He can't use it. The shiloh there was to use it to pay up chayvis, where the money was given to support the family. Then Rabbi Moshe writes a very interesting lashon. He says giving an ani money to pay up chayvis. Now I don't mean a chayv where they're going to take away his house if he doesn't pay. But he has a chayv to another yid. He writes, this is his lashon, Ken is lashon. He writes, when you pay up somebody, you give up money to pay money he owes somebody else, he says, Einai mitzvah kol kach, v'ulai einai mitzvah, or einai tzedakah. He writes such a lashon. That somebody else, now that someone else is an ani, then of course, you give him the money, it goes to an ani. But he's a rich man, lent him money, he owes him money. The person's not going to take away his house. So he owes money. So Ramesh says, that's not tzedakah to pay that up. So the Bir HaDavar, I think, is along these lines, that in the Megad Giv Asylum, he brings a psak, I think, B'Shem D'Chdushi Arim, B'Shem D'Gera Rebbe, I don't remember which Gera Rebbe, he brings that there was a landlord who had a poor family living in there, were his tenants, and they didn't pay rent. So finally he told them, you don't pay rent next month, I'm putting you out on the street. And he meant it. So they came to him and they said, how can you do that? They're almana with children, whatever it is. They really don't have the money. You can't put them out in the street. So this person timed it. He said, look, you're right. It's a tzedakah case. So I'll give a certain amount and you give a certain amount. The third person give a certain amount. I have to give the whole rent? And that was his time. So the Ger Rebbe told him it's a mistake. He said, why? He said, the Gemara says that if you have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, the owner of the chatzi eved has to be mishacher his half. Why? Because he can't marry, can't have children. It's a mitzvah gedayla. So the mitzvah rabba of leisayu baral l'shavis yitzara, you have to be mishacher him. So the Rebbe said, what do you mean? Why doesn't he say, look, it's my honey. It's worth a lot of money. I'll give a certain amount. You chip in to free him. You want to free him? So give me money and I'll free him. You know, I'll give you a 10% reduction on his value. I'll give 10%, get 9 more people. I have to free the whole
Eved? He owes him the money.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Could be.
Yeah, he owes him the money.
Maybe it's not a raya, I don't know. But, these poor people owe him the rent also.
I was
yeah, okay. Anyway, so he brought that raya. I mean, the truth is, there's a lashon that Rav Palm once told me that Rav Shach told him about something. He said that Rav Palm was involved in a certain tzedakah. He really wanted to be out of it. And Rav Shach said to him that a zakah vein lefi kvaida, he doesn't have to pick up an aveda. But once he picks it up, he's not allowed to put it back down. That's what he said. Not mechayiv to do it, but once you pick it up, you can't put it back down. That was what he told me. So the that idea, you know, once you have the tenant and he doesn't have money, so you know it's hard to put him back down. So I don't know. I've had cases. I had one Garush especially who was a tenant and they wasn't able to pay rent. She doesn't have a normal income, and they were going to throw her out. So I told the landlord that I'll pay the next month's rent. And the truth is, I mean, the shul has been paying, the people give me money, I've been paying her rent for a basement apartment, have been paying most of her rent since then. And he said, what about the back rent? What about the back rent? So I told him, I'm not paying you the back rent. If I paid it, what do I get by paying the back rent? What do I need him half from it? The landlord's not an ani. He said, he'll have more money. So I told him, I'm not paying back rent. I'll pay rent, mekana lahala, until she has a normal income. We'll pay her rent. So that's the way it is. And you can understand that's what Rav Moshe is saying, that to pay the back rent, so you're not helping Ani, you're helping an Asher, you're helping an Ani. I mean, she owes money. But, what are you going to do? If you don't pay the bills, then I can be able to buy more groceries. It becomes, it's a little different. You know, they can't continue buying forever, most groceries. Yeah, I think so. I think that it helps Bapayol, Shankin. Anyway, these are, as I said, easier sifim. Let's go to Reish Nun Daled. Reish Nun Daled is the halacha of accepting tzedakah from goyim. Now, before I begin, I just want to tell you, in your workplace, as far as accepting tzedakah from goyim, just a piece of advice, it's not a good idea to ask your co-workers to contribute, even not a religious thing, Karen. I mean, if there's something, it's not a good idea to ask co-workers because then they're going to come back to you with their church raffle, etc. And then you're going to come to me and ask me what to do. So I'm telling you ahead of time, don't go to them and ask them for money. Now, the question is, are you allowed to take tzedakah from Goyim? So we'll see what it says here in the Gemara. It actually has a Makar in Navi, not a Navi in Ksuvim. Where's the Makar in Nach? No, you should know. What? No, yeah, that's Makar for the Kula, but the Chumra. Huh? So we'll talk about that, but where's the Makar in Navi? In Nach? Modern event? No, you all know, you're just not remembering. Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Daniel did, I would think it's a wonderful thing that he did. Nebuchadnezzar had this dream that he's gonna have a terrible punishment. So Daniel interpreted a dream for him. So he says, what should I do? He says, give money to the Jews who are poor. So Nebuchadnezzar started giving money to the Yidden that were poor. And it took a little less than a year. He got tired of giving them, and then eventually the Einish happened. But Daniel was punished for that, giving Nebuchadnezzar an Eitzah. Because you're giving an Eitzah to the person who's Machmir the Beis HaMikdash.
Does it make a difference which tzedakah?
So we're going to learn that. Yes, it does. And let's see. Let's learn Sefalaf and Beis. Okay? Also, the Yisrael litol tzedakah b'nai v'kechavim b'ferhesia. Okay, Sefalaf makes a chilti in ferhesia and b'tzimah. It says, a yid is not allowed to take tzedakah. Here we're talking about money for aniyim b'ferhesia. V'im eina yachal lichyais b'tzedakah she Yisrael. How is that mutter? So we have here two kulas. Bitzina, it seems, is always mutter. This is only to take beferhesia. And even beferhesia, if a person can't live, I don't know what that means, fashis, then he's allowed to take anyway. The Shach and Taz both say, Mishum Chil Hashem. That there's an issue here, they say Chil Hashem, they don't say the Gemara by Nebuchadnezzar, which is in Baba Bash in the first parrot. We're not done. So this is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Then, The Gemara, we bring it out of the Gemara. Sar oyde kechavim sheshalach mamin li Yisrael. Sar, the Gemara actually brings two stories of Ofra Hermiza and Shvar Malka, who sent money to donate to Jews, the tzedakah. So the Gemara said they had a shaila what to do. So emazir in oisai mishum shalom malchus. You don't return it to him because he'll get angry. The king gives you money, you can return the money. I don't think he'd be happy. But emazir in oisai mishum shalom malchus. And then listen to this. Noit lemi menu v'inosein laniye ovik kachovim b'seiser. Kedreshalish b'hasar. You should go, you don't want the king to hear. So you secretly go and give it to Aniyei Goyim. So this doesn't make sense. It's Atzil Hashem. So why does it help us say, so you're going to give it to Goyim, the whole thing? So the Shach, that's Yishach Beis, Avoloi Aniyei Yisrael, Niksiv, B'yavosh Ketzira Tishavarna. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, one of the parakim of Nevuas Yemais HaMashiach. It says, that's the Nevuah on the Leviathan, Shechting Leviathan, says there, be a vaish kitsira tishabarna. When a tree's wood dries up, then the tree breaks down. Kleimer. Kishiyil yichlis chushab yarevikachavim. The yave shachluchis maisi tzedaka shalahen oz yishabaru. When their chusay tzedaka will fall apart, then they're going to break, and then. So it's saying here that you're not allowed to accept tzedakah l'aniyim from a guy, and even if you do, even if you have to, because the king will be angry at you. Nevertheless, you should use it for. You shouldn't give them schusim. And I always think about the fact that every world power that started up with the Jews fell apart immediately thereafter. Every world power they started up with the Yidden. And afterwards they fell apart. I mean, even their Britain, and Britain started off with the Jews, so the whole British Empire collapsed shortly thereafter. And the exception is Germany. It always bothers me that Germany is a powerful country today, economically a powerful country and a world power, and they, after what they did, historically, they should have disappeared. So I always think it's because they had this chusim of giving money. They mamish did this. They had this chusim of supporting the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael and the Lamed Torah, so they had all these chosin. You think? I mean, I don't know. What? This is true for Chazakas HaTorah for sure. Except for a shul. Except for a shul. The Ramah says shul is ketev. Ain't any guy direct him in this direction. We'll see in a second why shul is different. No, shul you can take from a guy, nothing else. You cannot accept. Now, we're going to learn in the Shach an important exception, and that is when the guy is not giving to the Yid bedafka. He's not giving bedafka to the Yid. You have a guy who likes to give to certain types of things. He likes to provide shoes. He has a company that gives free shoes to everybody. So then Yid could take also. Let's see the Taz. Government programs, so that you're entitled to. We pay taxes and we're entitled to the benefits. What happens to you? You go and the government pays to put up traffic signs. How do you have that benefit? You're paying for it. You're paying for it. You're not paying for it. You're not taking advantage. It's not charity. That's in it. You're entitled to it. If you're entitled to it, then you take it. If you're not entitled, you don't take it. Let's see the Taz. Taz Beis. You know, son, the Eved Chav Al Yisrael, Oy Diksiv, Be Yavosh, Ketzira, Tishavar, No, Pirish, Kishe Yichya, Lachluch, Yisrush, Eved Chav Al Yishaber, Vakasha. The Bereisha, He Tiru, Lekabel, Bitzina, Tzistira, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis, In Sif Aleph, It said that Bitzina, you're allowed to take, even if you have another Eitzah. And it's Sif Beis. It says you have to give it to Aniyei Goyim. It's a Stira Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Yekasha Breishi Tiru Kabel B'tzina V'lo Yich B'slam Mashi Yolev K'chav B'zchus B'zeh U'B'drisha Hikshazeh Sidrisha's Kasha V'tiriz She Yochid HaMekabel Kivin Shuhu Nehe Nehe Mutter. the yachid who takes it is allowed to take it. Aval gabai shein lo hana osaligroim schus lo vikachavim bishvil hana asachem. So the drisha holds that I'm allowed to cause a guy a schus if at least I have a benefit. It's like yotzev say the bischara, but a gabai is not allowed to do it. Utamua heich nata leila harech hagolus bishvil hana asai. If we say that it's marach the golus, it doesn't make sense. Literally, she'ein shayich b'yavosh ketzira elak shayve kechavim mechavin dafka l'aniyah Yisrael. The iser of b'yavosh ketzira, the schus that they have, is if the mechavin dafka l'aniyah Yisrael. B'zeh b'yakar shem Yisrael, b'zeh yesh schus gadol. When he builds up klal Yisrael, so that he has a schus gadol, k'gayin hacha. U'kamaisa di'imei d'shvar malka b'gemara, sheshocha l'chalak Yisrael. Ba'avagad because of Rashi, she'yada gamke she'mefaris and gamke ania b'kechavim im Yisrael. Even though the story was that she was giving to a keren aniyim of its time, and they knew if goyim come in, they give them as well. Demloikein havaleik gneivas das kumayshatik b'samach. Now we're going to get to the gneivas das issue momentarily. Mekamaka ikur b'shvil ani Yisrael b'zeik pidu mishum b'yavosh ketzira. V'shen gibereisha. Shevichavim ein kavanasi dafka al Yisrael ol mitzativay rachman al kol apayshit yad ein tischus gadol less than mishum yivash ketsira keiner aliyaker. So this is the chiddush of the Taz. I saw a tshuva in Rabbi Yashim's Kovitz Tshuvis where he brings rayas to this Taz that if the guy is giving lav dafka to a yid, the guy is giving to any nitzrach, so then a yid is allowed to be included, even though it's also schus, but it's not that level of schus that should be asked. If it's pekuach the fashis, there would be no shaila. If it's pekuach the fashis, then it wouldn't be a chiddush. No, faker. There said any yachal lichlech you can take for hesia, but sinna you can always take. It's sif aleph any yachal you can take for hesia, but sinna you can take even without any yachal lichyos. That's the kash. Now, so here it's a kula that if they have a. You're allowed to make an application to a charity to help a Jewish cause if they help Goyish causes as well. Next, Noisal Aviyah Kam B'Seiser In Lahakshis Medrashuk Safti Dikavasei Chavahay Al Yisrael Dikandais Nakol Aniyev Kechavim Havalei Gnevis Das to be Kasha. If the guy wants Dafka to give Jews, how's a Jew allowed to take that money and be Mishana? Gnevis Das Aftulu Me'akum Asa. It's a Peladika thing that the Gemara says, even those who hold Gnevas Akum min HaTorah is mutter, stealing money from a guy min HaTorah is mutter, Gnevas Das from a guy is awesome. But yeah, in the Chai Tshuva talks about how that could be. The Gnevas Das from a guy, Gnevas Das is a deraisa. So he asks, how could you give to, the guy gives you money to give Jews, how are you allowed to give it to Gaim? Yishloimar, the loyshaya kineva das elam oisa meisa bederach kineva. Dainum im hanois in this kavilas is the Yisrael v'loy loy v'kechav. If the donor said give it to Jews and not to goyim, this is the mishas nesina loy v'kechav over al daitish loy v'kechav manois. So when I give the money to a guy, yishani I'm mishana from the donor. Mashaking hand yesh al kavanu hetem nesina loy v'kechavim. When they donate it to the yid, they know they give yid and goyim both. So what's he saying? That the guy gives me money, he says divide it, give it to goyim and yidden. If he says give it only to yidden, gneivas das, I have to give it to yidden. If he says give it to yidden and goyim, so I'm being mishana b'daita, I'm giving it all to goyim, but that's called an avera b'shev al tasa. Each dollar I give the guy, I'm allowed to give a guy a dollar. I'm allowed to give the guy the last dollar. It's a little confusing to me. What the last dollar? Last dollar I could also give a guy. He said, give it to guy minyan. He's saying that's an avera b'shev al tasa. It's not avera b'kum ba'asei, and therefore, okay, it sounds like a chiddush. So, what? It's always good to keep stuff for yourself. It just has to be mutter, you know. We're talking about the Gabbai here, not the Ani, right? The Gabbai got it, now he's dividing it. Yeah, if you give it to the Goyim who you should give it to the Goyim that the Yidden have a benefit. So now, you have people come in. If he's a guy given from this Kupa, the guy from the Yid from this, so the Yid has a benefit at least. Okay, that makes sense. It doesn't answer Gneva's Das, you're just giving an Eitzah. It doesn't answer the Kasha Gneva's Das. Yeah. On Jews moving to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, on Jews moving. Yeah. It's a very hard cheshbon. Evangelist Christians are giving money to Jews who make Aliyah. They have a new doctrine that if all the Jews go back to Israel, then they'll have their second coming. So it's a new doctrine. You know, it's funny. All the years they killed the Jews who wanted to go to Israel, right? And now they have a new thing. So what? I would think. What? They don't hold with Amanifa. We hold, we were once the Amanifa. They don't hold, we are the Amanifa. I don't know. I think, I'm not sure. People have asked me this. People make Aliyah about taking money. I tell them I think it's mutter, but it's disgusting. Who wants their money? But I'll tell you why I think it's technically mutter. Because the whole issue is because they get scar for it. The Gemara says that say you should learn Torah shalai lishma and Torah shalai lishma balishma. Other Gemara say that talaim Torah shalai lishma naech lo shalai nivra. You're not allowed to learn Torah shalai lishma. So Taisus says how belaimed lekanter. A person is learning Torah. He's learning Torah to know how to chepper, how to make problems for laim de Torah. So naech lo shalai nivra. So somebody who's giving money to Jews. So that Yeshu should wake up already after all these years, you know, that he should come again. So that's so it would seem to me that that's a problem. And Chazal say a guy who gives tzedakah shalai lishma doesn't get schar. So it would seem that it's muta mishura sadin, and still, who wants that money? You know, like what? It should be muta because there's no schar for them. They have no scar. They're giving the money. Lekanter. What? It's not Marif the Golas. It's only Marif the Golas. They get scar for it. But if they're not getting scar for it, the Lamed Lekanter and somebody who gives money Lekanter, there's no scar for it. So that's what I would think. So that's what we're talking about. Okay. So bring me a tshuva on it. I just want to finish the Ramah before we break. Ramah says, "V'yeshomrim diyaseben mashetziva loy hamayshel." Others say you can't be mishana. You have to do what the mayshel said. V'chozer dafka kishenais the mayshel tzedaka. Now listen to this. Aval im minadvin davar lebeis hakneses. You hear this? Mekabla mehen. If a guy gives money to a beis hakneses, you're mekabel. But not a fryer yid. You hear this? It says that avol minan davar lebeis hakneses mekabla mehem avoloy minan mumer. See, here you have from a guy can be mekabel, not from a fryer yid. So the makar for this is that a beis hakneses is dumya de migdash. A guy could bring in a carbon ayla to the beis hamigdash. A mumer is what? Shul's not going to survive the galus. It's still a problem. The guy still has chusim in it. The guy still has chusim. We're putting up the building. Someone asked me if we would take money from Goyim. I said, yes, we'll use it on the bathrooms. He said, what do you mean? You don't get scarf having bathrooms? It's also a tzairach of the thing. But that's what it says here. Now, I just have to tell you, there are two ways to taich of a loy min amumer. And there's a Mishnah Berurah actually on this in Hilchis Beis HaKnesses. Hilchis Beis HaKnesses, it says, if a mummer wants to give oil for the shaiva, for the menorah, you don't take from it. So there's a clear in the Magen Avraham. If when it says avolay min amumer, it means you don't accept objects like shaiva, menorah for the Beis Hamikdash from a mummer. But kesef you could accept. All we know is in the Beis Hamikdash they can't accept a carbon, an animal that he brings for a carbon. You can't accept. So Magen Avraham there clears the shaila, whether when it says it is a mumer, whether it's a It's in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifir Aleph. The Magen Avraham declares whether it applies there as well. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Mem Ches is Mekel. He's Mekel in that you can accept from a mummer money for a shul, just not objects for a shul. There's a nice tshuva in the David Meisharim, the Tribune of Rav, in the third chelik has a nice tshuva. So what's a tali in? It's tali in a shul. Everything in the shul is gebait, so to speak, is based on Beis Hamikdash. All the, if you think about all the things that take place, that are the rules of the shul, are based. There's a Bima Bamtza, and then we call it the Arin. Why call it the Arin? Because there's an Arin, and that's why the always Luchas, right? Until the modern all the years, they used to have Luchas on, either on the Pareiches or on it, because the Arin had Luchas inside. There's an Era Tamid. The Menorah on Hanukkah, we put the Menorah on the southern wall, just like on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. All the Minhagei, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaKnesses supposed to have a hallway, you're not supposed to go from the outside straight into the shul, Nid Shnei Pesachim, just like there was an Ulam and a Heichal. All the Minhagei, Beis HaKnesses are based. So David Misharim declares if that's a poetic thing, or if it's really Mikdash Ma'at, it's supposed to be, and the Sefer Haredim says, since the Deraisa, someone who is Mizazel in the Kovid Beis HaKnesses, I have a Deraisa of Mikdash Yitiro. He learns that's literal. So he says it depends if it's literal or poetic, this idea, the Dimya Beis HaKnesses. If it's a poetic thing, he doesn't say poetic, he says if it's Derech Moshel, it's Derech Moshel. So then, if you don't accept money from a mummer, you shouldn't accept, it doesn't matter what you accept, money or shaiva. But he says, if it's meant literally, if it's literally a limud, so then it's a literal thing. Just like there, you don't accept objects. Here also, you don't accept objects. Yeah? The question is, of a loy min a mummer, if it goes dafka on dovar, or it goes on the whole...
That you can only accept the specified,
well, you can accept friends, you can accept kesh also. You can accept that, probably you can accept kesh also, unless you want to limit the, I'm not sure. I should point out, Rabbi Kiyo, the Shach brings a mabit, that's mekel b'chlal, per bayim omer, yeah.
You're not even talking about the different
omer, the Okay, Yossi is amalam, it's chus on Yidin, that... What, the Noahites in Atlanta and the other places? Yeah. We had a shul. We had a ger. One of our Texans was a ger. His parents are Noahites. I was at the wedding. The wedding had three sections: men's, ladies, and Noahites. Noahites sat men and women together. They all had Texan hats, the men at least. And they're very respectful. It's very interesting to talk to them. The rabbi was there. No, they had a convention in Yerushalayim about 10 years ago.
They had official
Tim Kabbalah Geritosh. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. The Noahites. What, the Noahites? What's your Shaila? If it's B'yavosh K'tzira T'shavarna, you mean by Chassidim Asylum? That's a very good question. That's a good question. Is it Marif the Golas? If you donate money to Bnei Noach or davening for Mashiach to come, that's a question. What? We do take. Logically, we should have to find. What? Mumrin. The different mumrin. I don't know. Did we have to look in Hilchis? What says there in the Rambam is a Machal Shabbos before Hesia Dina Kumumr Lagabi this din of Karbanis. So I don't know what the halach is. It's a miut in the beginning of Ayikra, Lamutei Momrim. It's before Sheni. It's a Rashi I get to every year. So no, Mumachal Shabbos also. Okay. All right. So these are the rules. Now, in Yitzhak Hashem, we're gonna skip Reish and Hey. We're gonna get to there's no Kupan Tamchi Bizman Azeh. So we're gonna move to the last two Samanim, Reish and Ches, Reish and Pes, which are lomdishes simanim of Hilchos Tzedakah. Yitzhak Hashem will start next week. Reish and Ches, Reish and Pes.